Hey everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Baseless Speculation. Yeah. It's everyone, of course. Everyone's looking forward to this.
Everybody's been waiting for this for a long time.
It's the Four Cravens in One Day special.
Four Cravens in One Day.
They said it couldn't be done. They said, Baseless Speculation, you could not spend an entire day at the cinema watching Craven the Hunter.
That would be a waste of your time.
Waste of time, energy.
And the movie's not meant to be very good, Baseless Speculation.
You're going
to
have a bad time.
Why would you see the same movie four sessions in a row?
Well, it's because the producer went on record and said we're delaying Craven once more.
That's right, yeah.
Because we're going to do it around Christmas, because that's the time of year where, you know, people have time off.
Yeah,
and then you
people
go,
have time to see Craven.
And people are going to not only see time to see Craven once,
yeah,
but you're going to want to see it multiple times.
Yes.
That is...
And you know what? He is 100% correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be worth pointing out, we're one session down right now. We just literally got out of seeing Craven the Hunter.
Yeah. And we're recording in my car in between sessions. So this episode is going to be broken up into four segments of you know, our thoughts after every screening.
Exactly. Yeah. The degeneration that's going to work
And hey, look, this could be getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but we're also filming this. So hopefully if you head to YouTube.com, you can watch this and see.
Watch the degeneration.
Yeah.
I predict we're going to get sweatier and sweatier.
It's currently 36 degrees according to the gauge in my car. The cinema's pretty cool though, so that's all right. Chair's horrible.
Really bad. The chair's like it's one of the like it was bad. Like
they're warped. The chairs are warped with the, which is the
and
issue.
The cinema we've picked, and I won't name names, has a stink to it.
Yeah.
The chairs remind me of like a 50s diner. Like, you know, like not a 50s diner, but like, you know, when Hungry Jack's or Burger King was like, hey, we're going to go with that like 90s, 50s aesthetic and we're going to do terrible leather chairs.
Yeah.
Yes, that's absolutely
that's
what
the vibe.
It's like.
Yeah. Maybe they got them from Hungry Jack's when they were closed
and
down.
What concerns me about the stink is that I know it's coming from BO and sweat that's absorbed into these leather chairs.
Brother, don't even stress. It's probably just mold. Cinemas get moldy.
Yes! Okay, so after session one of Craven, boys, based on speculation, boys, how do we feel?
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk about how Craven is not a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't seen all of the Sony Marvel characters, Spider-Man movies, cinematic universe. I haven't seen Morbius, which I know was a crime, and I haven't seen Venom 3. But initial thoughts after the first screening of Craven is, this is by far the worst one.
I haven't seen two of the Venoms, and I think, Morbius was pretty bad, dude.
Yeah.
I think this is slightly above Morbius.
Yeah.
I've only seen Madame Web.
Clever.
And you've only seen Madame Web.
Yes. Of all the Sony movies, the only one I've seen is Madame Web.
Yeah.
And I will say, Madame Web was funnier.
Madame Web's crazy.
Yeah, like Madame Web has stuff happening where I'm like, why are you doing this? This movie is extremely 99% of the time horribly boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dull. Dull film.
Yeah.
With some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
So a lot of people have said, hey, I like Aaron Taylor Johnson, but this movie is not his finest hour. As a big hater of Aaron Taylor Johnson, I agree. It's also a bad performance, but I don't think he's a good actor, full stop.
Yeah. I saw Fall Guy. Everyone was like, oh, it's a really good film, but no one went to see it, but it sucks because whatever. It wasn't a good film.
Yeah.
I liked Fall Guy.
I watched it and I was like, I understand why this didn't do well.
But even though Aaron Taylor Johnson stinks in this, he is by far one of the like better actors in it. Some of the dialogue is delivered in just maniac ways.
I'm excited to see him in 28 years later.
Oh yeah.
A trailer we saw before this film.
And one that we're probably going to see.
Wish I was watching that.
Yeah. It is worth noting that these sections will probably be in 15 minute increments because at time of recording, our next session starts in 25 minutes.
Yeah, and we need to get lunch.
We need to eat at some point.
It's really such a doomed enterprise.
Yeah. So I guess at the start.
Can we pull out?
No,
we can't pull out. If we pull out, we're cowards. What does Craven the Hunter's dad say? Something about weakness and weak men.
Don't be coward, boys.
Don't be coward, boys. We have to
you
be.
You gotta be a sir guy, not a Dimitri boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you gotta kill the dogs or whatever, and that make you strong.
We need to be like a proud animal
that
activist.
Dog survived.
I was so sure that Kraven was going to get that dog to kill the rhino.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I guess quickly, because this is this is the first episode, and this seems like a good basis, you know, just to cement the episode, so that this is
the first segment of this.
Somewhat a listenable experience.
Yeah.
Kraven the Hunter, quick story recap, because we usually like to start...
We do do these often on the show,
And it's important, because if we recap the movie, maybe you won't see it.
And like, look, you odds need to... are you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and odds are... So we're buying what? So four sessions, three tickets.
Yeah.
That should be very easy. 12 admissions. Yeah, there we go. It was easy maths. We're buying 12 tickets to this, so we need to somehow stop 13 people from buying a ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
So Kraven the Hunter is the story of two little boys and their dad, Russell Crowe, who he's the dad, Russell Crowe, he's a big criminal guy. The movie does not show any of his criminal activities minus hunting.
But he's a criminal
guy. But
that's
like legal hunting, because it's not criminal hunting.
He's a, and he's got two boys, and one of them is a sort of little twink, and then one of them's Kraven the Hunter, and the little twink brother, Sergey, maybe, he's the chameleon. Doesn't matter. Don't worry. Don't worry about correcting me.
Okay.
In the interest of speed... Don't correct me.
Okay.
Okay. So, basically, the movie takes place. So, the movie starts and then it jumps back 16 years to show the origin of Kraven.
Yeah.
Kraven, he sees there's a legendary lion that they're there to hunt.
Yeah.
And Kraven sees him and he's got a gun and then he locks eyes with him and he realizes that we're not so different, you and I, the lion.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
and then the lion's like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that, like, so actually, it's, boys, it's a story of grief.
Yeah.
It's a story of, you know, when mom kills herself, you need to go on a hunting expedition.
Yeah,
a forced hunting expedition with your dad.
With your dad
and so the lion sees the boy, attacks the boy, and then delivers it to Calypso. I think you got a name right, because they fucking
they
say
do
it
love
like
saying
20
name.
Billion times
and
every
Calypso,
time.
And Calypso, prior to this, Calypso being a character in the movie, she's also a child at the beginning of the movie. She was given by her mom a potion. Her grandma, a potion. I don't think I've heard a movie unironically say potion in a long time. Awesome.
After doing a tarot reading. Yeah. Not for her.
Not for her, just for Kraven. But they don't know Kraven's there. Yes. But anyway, and then when Calypso finds dead Kraven from
who got
the lion,
eaten by a lion.
Yeah, she puts the potion in
An Aramis is coming. Is that for us?
No, it's driving. It's driving.
Anyway, she puts the potion in his mouth and he gets animal powers.
Yeah.
Now, then Kraven, because he has animal powers, he comes back to his house and his dad has killed the lion and he gets upset about that.
Yep.
Best line in the movie, we've all agreed.
Yep.
Because Kraven's dad says, I killed the lion, and Kraven says, they should have killed you! And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
They should have killed you! Anyway.
And then, anyway, so we see Kraven become Kraven, then it jumps back to where the movie started.
Yeah.
And
Kraven's taking down criminals, and he's known as like the assassin of the criminal. And he's like
the
Batman.
Hunter. He's the hunter.
Everybody's scared. All
no
the criminals
one knows
are
who his name
him.
Is. He's the hunter. He calls himself Kraven, but only those who he
meanwhile,
kills.
A guy, there's the rhino. He's a criminal boss, and he has a skin condition that makes him strong.
Yeah, makes him the rhino.
Makes him the rhino. There's also a guy Drives called a the hypnotist. No, the foreigner. Who
the foreigner,
hypnotized people.
Who someone before, I was like, it was like, they're played by Christopher Abbott, and I said, isn't Christopher Abbott the guy from The Young Ones? And then it was Tom Reed. I'm calling him out. He said, no, that's not Christopher Abbott. Christopher Abbott is in like a Most Violent Year and other good movies. Yeah. Although the director of this movie is also the director of A Most Violent Year. So maybe he just fluked that one because this sucks and that rocks.
Anyway, really Kraven, you know, he abandons his brother to go fight criminals.
Yeah.
And he's fighting criminals, but then, oh no. Footage of him gets out. His identity is known. And so all of these criminals, specifically the Rhino and his gang, are tracking Kraven down.
To kill him.
And as part of that, Kraven, for his brother's birthday, comes. His brother owns a lounge. He's a lounge singer. Don't worry about it. He breaks. They break. They're both at his brother's house, but Kraven needs to sleep in the park
because
he hates the air conditioner. Because
there's too much noise.
Too much noise. He misses nature. And when he comes back, his brother has been kidnapped.
Yeah.
So he tries to find his brother. He's also, meanwhile, kind of befriended Calypso.
Yeah.
And they're working together to kill criminals. Somebody's pulling up next to
us. And they're looking at
us. They've got Rafiki on there, a little Rafiki statue on the front of their dash.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
They're early for Mufasa.
Yeah. So, anyway, but then it turns out he tries to save his brother. There's a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
He defeats the rhino. Yep. But then it turns out, holy shit, his dad set him up the whole time.
Yeah.
The rhino was a criminal competitor to his father.
Rhino was going to take over his business.
Yeah.
He knew he could never set his son on the rhino.
Exactly.
He set a rhino on his son.
Yeah.
So then Kraven tracks down his dad and they have a heart-to-heart while camping. And then he kills his dad with a bear.
Yeah.
And then he goes to his, a year later, he goes to his brother's lounge and his brother's singing songs because his brother can imitate any singer in the world.
He's a chameleon.
He's the chameleon. Yeah. And his brother, holy shit, is kind of taking over his dad's gang. And he says, you are dad. You're not different, Craven. You're dad. And then he also says, hey, a biochemist did some cool stuff to me.
Yeah.
And then Craven, Craven's like, oh my God, you become a criminal. That's no good. Chases him down on a bridge. The chameleon turns around and now he's got the face of Craven, but he's like 2 feet.
And it's Craven and little Craven.
It looks fucking crazy.
And Craven has this look of like, holy shit, but it's
little me.
It's like, oh my God, it's me, but slightly shorter. I'm freaking out. And then he says, Craven, guess what? You know, you're going to have to hunt me down, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Craven goes, but dad left you a present at the house. Craven goes back to the house where he finds that the dad has taken the lion that he killed and turned its face into Craven's iconic jacket. Mm-hmm. He puts it on.
And then he does the pose that's, I'm pretty sure, from the
one of the covers,
the cover of Craven's Last Hunt, but it's also the poster for this movie. And then the end.
The end. And if there are post-credit scenes, we didn't see them because we were on a tight schedule.
A 100% sure there's not.
Scenes, I'm pretty sure that Sony would have culled it already because they've already culled this universe.
Yeah.
It's great that Rusty is part of now two dead universes.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Maybe he's to blame.
I mean, The Nice Guys is meant to have a sequel if you want to count that as another universe. Anyway, we made the movie sound kind of good, but it's very boring.
It's extremely
boring. It goes to 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Nothing's really properly explained.
Yeah, nothing makes sense. The motivations. At one point,
they could have cut this into 45 minutes and had that as the opening to a different movie that was better.
Yes. Yeah.
Like at one point, because like, when Dimitri gets kidnapped, and like, I kind of leaned over to you, Jack, and I was like, oh, hey, do you reckon it's going to be that like, Dimitri has set all this up to set Craven onto all these like criminal enterprises
so that he could
take over? And then you said no, that is far too clever for this film.
I do not think this movie is that good.
But then that happened anyway.
Yeah,
like, yeah, but in a just, less,
but
clever,
in a less
way.
Clever way.
It was just the dad doing it. It wasn't like the sibling rivalry and like
and
you
like
know,
that moment when the rhino is looking at Craven, because Craven, I love that he's like, oh yeah, I'm breaking into this like you know high max security prison, all this kind of stuff. And then when he does it all like stealthily, he didn't need to chuck that guard over the railing.
Yeah.
He could have just escaped very like subtly.
Yeah.
But he doesn't hide his face. He doesn't do anything with cameras. No. And so he's like shocked of the world. Cameras saw my face.
How do they know who I am?
And so I'm like, okay, it would have been nice if you made him a Luddite. Like someone who just does not understand technology.
But instead, he's very clever except for that one scene for some reason.
Anyway, but so it's like, that moment when Ryan is like, he's like, who gave you the footage?
Yeah.
And Ryan is like, you've been, it was like, yeah, you've
it's in
missed,
front of
you're
you
the
this
greatest
whole time.
A line that doesn't make sense where he says, you're the greatest hunter, but you couldn't even see what was right in front of your face.
And then you hear like a click of a gun. And it's his brother Dimitri.
So the reveal,
pointing it at, but he's pointing at the rhino.
Yeah.
And at this moment, like, oh shit, maybe I was
they're
right.
Doing
they're doing
it. They're
doing it. Like, oh, no. It was
wrong,
Dimitri setting it all
wrong,
up.
Wrong.
And, oh no, Dimitri wants to shoot the rhino. And then Craven's like, don't shoot rhino. And you're like, okay. And then the rhino dies.
Yeah.
I guess he wanted to conserve bullets.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was like, I want to watch him bleed out. That's better for me.
It's just not a good thing.
Yeah.
There's weird lines as well that people keep saying that actually don't make any sense that kept pissing me off. Like, they kept saying, because, you know, they call Craven the Hunter, and they're like, he's the Hunter. Once you're on his list. And now, if I was writing this dialogue, it might be something like, once you're on his list, you're already dead. But that's not what they say. They say, once you're on his list, you can't get off it.
Oh, yeah. Ultimately, we can just be like,
well, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, it could even just be like, once you're on his list, the only way to get off it is to die or something like that.
And once you're on the list, you can't get off the
list.
Like,
and there's another moment when it's just like,
that's atrocious.
Dad Craven is telling, you know, son Craven about how he left. And it's like, you know, it's just like, there's this moment, it's like, you know, there's this, because the whole point is like, you know, the mum dies like in the openings, like, towards like the flashback, right?
Yeah.
The openings in the flashback. Mum's dead, she killed herself, and the dad's like, she was weak.
Yeah.
She took the. And there's this moment where it's like, you know, because he abandoned the brother, the dad's like very disappointed in his son. It's like, you know, you left him, blah, blah, blah. And there's this moment where you're like, okay, maybe here's some nice kind of like, you know, you're weak. You're just like your mother. You know, like like, you know, you took the coward's way out. You abandoned me. You abandoned your brother. You abandoned the family. But there's none of that.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of,
it
would be nice because he had like, you know, you know, he's like, you're like your mother. But then Chameleon's like, no, you're like dad.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
But no, actually, his mother and her suicide was in there so that they could have a scene where Craven gets injected with spooky gas and makes him see, you know, like scarecrow gas. Yep. And he sees a bunch of spiders. And then we get an inexplicable flashback to his mother, crazy in an asylum somewhere, who says, "The spiders!"
Yeah.
With no prior explanation. No.
And we're going to have to wrap this up. We need to eat food. Yeah. And we'll continue our thoughts. Well, you're going to hear them in a couple of moments. Yeah. For us, it's 3 hours from now. But yeah, the spider scene, that's also a comic book reference. But also, this movie, they clearly didn't film enough shit. And they just filmed extra shit. And then they just put it all together. It doesn't really make... There's the same scene twice in the movie. It sucks. It's a bad movie. Don't see it. Anyway, catch you on the other side.
See it 3 more times.
Goodbye for now.
See ya. We'll see you in a bit.
It's lunchtime.
Mm. Time to eat.
4 cravens in one day.
Hey, we're back after screening 2 of Kraven.
That's right.
Our predictions were that it would get funny the second time. Wrong.
No, it got real bad.
It was really rough. It was really rough.
So I guess this time we covered the basic plot last time. I guess with this thing, we'll just talk about some very particular moments that we forgot about. Yeah. I think we'll talk about it the first time. So obviously the line that we spoke about in the first section of this episode is still funny.
Yeah.
It should have been you.
It should have killed you.
I think I like that one. I also like the delivery by the chameleon of look how they massacred my club.
Yeah. What they did to my club.
Yeah, because it sounds like he should be building. There's a scene where the club gets shut up.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's meant to go, "Look what they did to my club." But instead he goes, "Look what they did to my club." Another character that we didn't speak about at all the first time, which is crazy because it was a highlight for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was a highlight again the second time. Is there's a ship captain because Craven needs to go.
Thank God you remembered this.
Craven needs to go from London to Russia when he's little boy Craven and he's running away, and he says, "Hey, I need to get to Russia." And the ship captain's like, "There's trains and planes for that."
Yeah, why are you taking a boat?
And then he's like, "Wait,
are you running away?"
Oh yeah, he's like, "Are you on the run?" He says, "Yeah." And the ship captain's like, "Well, get on board."
What didn't you open with that?
And he's like,
boy,
he's
just
sort of this cockney shit. He's like, "All right, come on.
Yep, come on, let's go to Russia.
If you're running away,
I mean,
get on the boat."
Guy, and there's also the 3-day guy as well.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
In the Russian prison.
His name's Mofo.
Okay. Did you see that in the credits?
Yeah.
So in the Russian prison where it begins, Kraven, he gets assigned to a cell, and his bunkmate is this really tall guy, and he
looks kind of like he's giving Jaws.
Yes,
from
Bond. He's giving, and he's like, "I don't like roommates," and he says, "I'll only be 3 days."
Well, Kraven says, "Me neither." So we've got one thing in common.
Yeah. But then as he's leaving, the guy's yelling, three days.
He's like, "I'll give you 3 days, and I'm out of here."
Yeah.
Oh, what an incredible film.
The fucking end of this movie, dude.
Yeah.
Where Craven's talking to his brother Chameleon, and Chameleon. No, not that. I mean, that moment's insane as well.
Yeah.
But this moment pissed me off on the rewatch, where he's talking to Calypso.
Yeah.
And Calypso's like, you know, "Hey, I don't know if I feel good about giving you the potion." And he's like, "What are you talking about? That potion saved my life." And she's like, "Are you sure?" And he's like, "Yeah."
And she's like, "Are you sure it didn't just make
you
worse?"
And then he's like, "Huh?" And she's like, "Karma. She'll come for you." And he says, "I'm quicker than she is." And then she says, "But your brother isn't." The fuck is she talking about?
I think what he...
What could she mean? She was like, "I'm here to murder..."
What's his brother's
karma?
No, Jackson, you fucking idiot. This is very bad script writing. But what she's saying is, "Hey, karma actually has come for you because they've got your brother." The one thing you care about, it's fucked up right now.
Okay.
And also, but I will say that scene is stupid because Craven's not cocky for any other aspect of the film, and it doesn't really make sense for him to be, because that's the point in the movie where he's like on the ropes.
Yeah, and that's what I think what made me
get cocky now. Why?
What made me think of the ending as well, why I brought up the ending, is because the chameleon says, "You think you're different than Dad, but you're just another hunter seeking a trophy."
Yeah.
Which he's not and has never been.
Yes, he is.
What trophy?
The book!
The book was a list of guys.
Yeah, and this trophy is the fucking the heads of those guys. Right? Yeah. He's big game hunting guys.
Yeah.
Checking it twice. It's Christmas film.
I guess.
The script's bad, but how are you not getting this?
Like, the script is bad. And I think for me, there's like a lot of this stuff is there's like a semblance of maybe, no, it's not even a good movie here. Yeah. It's like, it's themes and stuff there. Yeah. And there's like those like shorthands in cinema that you can like, you know, obviously yeah. that, you know, we've been doing for, you know, many years, or filmmakers have been doing for many years.
Yeah.
And that you sort
we've
of
got
like,
a new
okay.
neighbor car and I'm excited for them to get out. They've parked in a way where the car door's almost certainly going to hit my car. Yeah. No, but
the guy's
gonna,
looking in.
Yeah. Of course. Come in the podcast.
Come in the pod, dude.
So another thing as well.
Did he knock on the window? Yeah.
Hang on a second.
We'll let him in.
Am I like, hey, buddy. You can sing. You can sing.
All right, let's get him singing. Sing into it, dude.
I saw her fly across the street. She saw me in my Iraqi street. I love how I kick my feet. Every day I see a camera, I'm like, oh, it's me.
That was good.
That was beautiful, man.
Thank you. Hey.
That was beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Incredible, man.
Hey, no worries.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Baba. Hey, you seen the movie Craven, dude?
Never.
Yeah,
it sucks.
It's not very
don't
good.
See it, dude. Fuck the movie Craven.
Yeah!
Yeah, boy!
That's great. We just made a new best friend.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Me too, dude. Incredible song.
So we like shorthands and stuff in regards to like what, filmmaking. So like one thing that really pissed me off,
yeah.
and one thing I was going to say, like I was watching the second time, like it's going to piss me off even yeah. more. It's that little flick of the ear that Craven does, mm-hmm. or Sergi does to mm-hmm. Dimitri, and I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, in the first bit, in the flashback, you see him doing it to his brother, because mm-hmm. he's like, you know, I'm more powerful than you, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in the present day, it's just not there at all.
Yeah.
It's never there.
And it comes back
and
right at the end
back
again.
Right yeah. at the end. Now, and then it's Dimitri doing it to Sergi.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
surely you could look at this and be like, well, at the first half, it's like, Sergi's doing, he's maybe being yeah. more powerful,
yeah.
and
yeah.
then in the middle half, maybe Sergi's like, well, we're both equals.
Yeah.
But there's never really any of that being shown.
No.
And then the second, so again, maybe they were trying that, but not really. There's that, and then also at the very, very end, when it's like, hey, old mate has gone to see old mate, Miles Teller or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
The chameleon juice, so he's now
yep.
the chameleon.
Yep.
And so we know that he's lost a finger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know this.
Show the hand?
Yes. And show the hand with a finger grown back.
Yeah.
Because there's a scene where he's like crooning and he's got his hand and you can kind of see, think maybe it's been cut off. You don't know.
Yeah.
Then it pulls back and his hand's in his pocket. And then it comes back again and it's like there. And then he goes to shake the hand of like the mook that comes in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's doing it with his right hand, his left hand. So you never really actually see his hand.
And yeah.
Like, once again, there's no just like, any care or any subtlety or anything
yeah,
that's like sort
yeah.
of done sort of slowly there where you're like, oh, you know, even before that big reveal of the terrible face and, mm-hmm. and little
yeah,
Aaron
the face
Taylor
is
Johnson,
bad, dude. The face is really
you know,
bad.
You've got this like, you know, oh yeah, wow, hey, his finger's grown back. That's a, you know.
Yeah,
you
that's kind of all they would have
like,
had to do.
And you're like, you know, initially you see that and you're like, oh, can, you know, continuity
yeah.
error,
yeah.
they fucked it. But then you're like, oh no, it's a big thing. Like there's that. There's other little tiny things in this film where you're like, why did they go this way instead of this way?
Yeah.
Like when his little cougar attacks him for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
It's to show he's tough after we've already tough. Know he's
yeah,
very
we've,
tough.
It's, like, it's actually
he jumped off a fucking he jumped off the 12th story
just,
of a building.
It's like
oh,
a,
I
it's
knew a, him as a cub or whatever. And then you're like, okay, cool. I thought it was going to be like, oh yeah, we're wrestling with this
yeah.
like, you know, like,
no,
oh,
no,
shoot,
no.
Big,
he just, he fights it off.
It's a big cougar that we're fighting. And he's like, oh no, it's just a chill little cat.
I tell you a scene that I think isn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this scene is, it's not good, but I think in a different movie, it will be okay.
Yeah.
And that's the first birthday of the chameleon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they're having lunch at the club.
Yeah.
Or dinner at the club. And then the dad turns up.
Yeah.
That little scene.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Taylor Johnson does some okay acting.
Yeah.
I think there's some interesting, like, that's like the point where you want the movie to start establishing those thematic ideas. It's like, hey, let's forget the past. Like, these are my two mm-hmm. sons. I like that he's like, I don't expect a hug, but could I have a handshake? It's like,
yeah.
oh, he does care about him. He would like a hug.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? That scene in isolation, if I was watching like a TV movie about the Russian mob,
mm-hmm.
I would not notice if that scene.
I think the scene that I like, and it's clear that this is part of the movie that was chopped to shit.
Yeah.
Is like all of the crime families kind of coming together in the background to try and take out the Kravinovs or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, also like it's so funny. They're like, he calls himself Craven and he's from who's Craven? Do you reckon he's part of the Kravinov family?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Because, yeah, the foreigner and Reiner coming together, like that scene's good.
Yeah.
Mm.
I agree.
Yeah, like show that.
Yeah.
Also, I liked when Kraven jumps off the penthouse and like just like eats shit on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty fun.
I think if they did,
you know, like you think about like Spider-Man doing it all.
Yeah.
Like,
it's nice. It's nice to show somebody who's like, you know, it makes it feel a bit more real.
Brutal.
I think one thing that we haven't really spoken about yet is the ending, and something that really stuck with me this time is so the movie ends with Kraven getting the jacket, which mm-hmm. we did mention.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But brother, he looks like shit. Yeah, that's a dog shit jacket.
It's a shitty jacket.
The collar's way too big. It makes him look. I can understand why they didn't use it for the movie because it looks fucked.
He looks like an idiot, dude. Yeah. And instead of like
shit drip, I'll say it.
Yeah, dude. And also, it's that fucking thing where they're like, obviously, if he had a full lot, because Kraven's jacket in the comics is a face.
Yeah,
right. Like it looks like a lion's face. Yeah. If they're done that. Imagine if when he put the jacket on, it was two halves of that lion's face. At least they fucking committed.
And also, because
it looks like it's from Sheen. Like, it looks so cheap.
Yeah, he's that drop ship.
He got that drop ship Kraven.
So why didn't they make him have like mutton chops or like a handlebar mustache?
Hook? Yeah, I don't know. Because they wanted him to look hot, but they also don't really commit to that.
He gets two extra tiger teeth, I noticed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, he's got the one tooth necklace.
Yeah.
He just gets two other ones when he puts on the jacket. I thought when the Foreigner first uses his power.
Yeah.
It's not the worst.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
He's still the best villain in the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
People say, what about the Rhino? I say, fuck the Rhino.
Yeah. I like the way the Rhino talks. I like when he says, oh, today's a fantastic day.
I like when he goes,
he's so frustrated.
Like screeches pretty
good. When he says, tell me why I should give a fuck. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it's also, he's stupid. But the Foreigner seems like, you're like, that's a kind of cool power. Yeah, and I don't know.
See, the Foreigner, he's too cocky. Because he could have easily killed Kraven, but he was like, I'm going to do my thing where I count to three.
Countdown,
I love to count. Maybe
and then
he
get arrow through the fucking head.
Yeah.
Then
Calypso says,
Three motherfucker,
which I was trying to remember where that's from. Do you remember when Jack Black, famous guy everyone still loves? One, two, three, four, motherfucker. Yeah, it's a Jimmy Kimmel Live thing.
Oh, where he,
it's like, when he's playing the little baby saxophone.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Was it a reference? Is that what they were doing?
That's an awesome reference.
A Jack
did it
Black
on
reference. Calypso, by far worst character. F tier. Terrible acting.
Yep.
Terrible character.
Yep.
She's a full villain in the comics. Mm-hmm. She's who makes Kraven kill himself.
That's awesome.
Kraven's last stand.
What I kind of do hate also about Calypso here is that when she talks about like, you know, like she's a lawyer and she's an investigative lawyer.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, this, you know, these, things like a Russian mob. They killed my mentor.
Yeah.
And like the system's fucked.
Yeah.
And so then it's going to be like, okay, yeah, the system is fucked. The system's broken.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Craven's like, well, I got the solution. I get to murder some
motherfuckers.
And she's like, well, I don't know. But like, but you just said that the system's fucked. And like, you can see that, you know, your result. I mean, they don't really show any of this at all.
No.
Yeah.
They barely even tell it. I was like, fair enough. Like, you're not going to, you know, even if we went after them, we're not going to see any results.
Yet. Yeah.
And you're like, yes, the system is broken. Something should change. And
she
kind of reluctantly agrees to his, like, you know, his suggestion. But then also it's revealed that she does have this little potion.
Yeah.
A little voodoo potion.
Yeah.
That will, like, you know, cure you from death. Any death.
Think,
and then she can make that because she makes another potion.
I'm like, pretty sure the implication is that she's also been a vigilante this whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when she says, that was my understanding when she kills the Foreigner with her arrow. And Kraven says,
some summer camp.
It must have been some fucking summer camp.
Right.
And she says, hey, you're not the only guy with secrets.
Yeah.
And plus, she's got that like superhero outfit at the end.
So she's given this like vial. So she knows about this vial. She can make this vial.
Yeah.
Presumably, she could manufacture this vial.
Yeah, this is one of those. This is a Joel Zammett worst thing that he hates in movies is when they cure death.
Like,
it gets under your skin so bad.
You've not only cured death, but also you're holding it a secret.
Yeah, that's good.
You're hiding it.
Well, yeah, because in and the wrong hands, you can accidentally bring back Spock.
I know. It's
or
like,
Hitler.
Yeah. Could have, like, slipped it into my bedpost. I don't know. Stopped it getting blown up or whatever.
No, she was probably just bits.
She, well, it's also annoying because, and this is the problem with all of the Sony Marvel things, because they picked a villain. They have to do like there's some level of moral with this moral ambiguity for the characters. And if they let, because Calypso, again, she's a bad guy, and if they were like, you know what, she's wholeheartedly on board with killing these criminals, and we as the audience are meant to be like, I've got to make up my own decisions about this morally questionable act. It, you know, is this the right move? And then at the end of the movie, if Craven's like, you know what, it is the right move, then I'm like, oh, okay, like maybe he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Put him in a Spider-Man film. I'm like, oh, this was just his. his turn to darkness.
I do like,
but they don't do that. That's not what's happening.
Daddy Kravenoff. Because at the end, you're kind of like, oh, he's actually like, he just wants his family together.
I figured out what.
Just like, I just want my boys together.
I figured out what he does that's bad.
Oh, what does he do?
So it is subtle. But the guy at the start of the movie that Kraven kills, his dad takes over that empire straight away.
Which guy at the start?
The one that kicks off the plot.
In the Russian
flashback
prison?
Where he's like, hey, your weapons have killed thousands of men, women, and children.
No.
Yeah.
Which guy? The Rhino takes his empire.
Kravenov does, because that's why the foreigner wants to kill Kravenov, because they're trying to take that back, because he was the foreigner's mentor.
Wait, which guy?
What the fuck are you saying?
The guy that gets killed in prison.
No, that's the Rhino takes over.
What the whole fucking thing.
Okay, I was reading about this as well. Because I got real bored.
That's funny.
You took a 15-minute Wicked intermission.
I did take a 15-minute Wicked intermission because the Wicked cinema had reclining chairs, I was so ropeable.
Ours just has mold.
There was in this screening, and I guess we got to wrap this up quick because next session starts in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
So, Jackson, you decided to switch to the front row.
Yeah, I thought if Kraven was big, it would be better.
Zama took a 15-minute Wicked intermission, and I was like, huh. I parked in 4-hour parking. It's been 4.5 hours. Time to go quickly move my car.
Clever. The foreigner's mentor is called the Hitman. And it was like, Hunter versus Hitman was the Bugle, headline, because that's a reference to the comic book where his mentor is called the Hitman.
Never mind then.
There's a lot of stuff about the Hunter, he's been doing hunting shit and he's been doing whatever, but they don't really show.
They could do that
instead of the fucking 4-week flashback.
It's just like, there is a hint maybe of like, you could have done something here, but fuck.
You cut out the flashback because you don't need it.
Yeah.
You just have that he's gotten too big for his boots, it opens the prison thing, things get fucked up from there because he's created a power vacuum.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Go from there. You don't need to see his origin. Who gives a shit? Don't kidnap his brother. Who gives a fuck about that?
It doesn't matter. I don't even need to see that he got either a magic potion or lion's blood in him to make him... It doesn't matter to me.
You know, the Dimitri, he turns evil towards the... Like, he goes to evil at the very end. Yeah. So, like, fucking make Dimitri the one who was orchestrating the whole thing. I suspect there was a cut of this film where that would have made more sense.
Yeah. Then they can't reveal that he's chameleon and they want it to be like comic book shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, they could, but it would have been a situation where they kill... Well, not... They probably would have killed Chameleon or, like, apprehended him in some way that he's not a threat anymore.
Yeah.
Or, like, having...
Like, you could have had it that, like...
You could have had fucking Chameleon have Chameleon powers for the whole time, also make him not just have little guys.
Hey,
like,
no, like, it's not, awesome. I've come around, five stars. Perfect movie.
We gotta love it because we gotta see it two more times.
Yeah, so this is the halfway point, listeners, and we'll be back in just a moment, but for
mere
you...
For mere seconds.
For us, 3 hours.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
4 Kravens in one day.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back.
Yes, we're back.
Part three.
Part three,
four,
session three. Wow. Can I just say wow?
So one thing that has happened in between screening two and three is that Craven has started consuming our minds and we've gone crazy because we think we've figured Craven out.
Yeah. Craven beforehand was a mystery, but we like the genius...
Like someone has been, you know, like, I guess it's a Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah,
you know, someone who's been like, oh yeah, nah, this is good. We deserve this, and I'm
Craven,
happy.
Craven to me has become an old friend.
Yeah.
Familiar.
So I guess we'll just like rapid fire our thoughts. So basically, what happened is after we recorded part two, we then like went and stood outside the cinema. And we're like, oh, actually, I think this is the case, and this, and this, and this. So we basically have come to the conclusion that unlike Madam Web, which was clearly a movie where they didn't film enough, and then they just had to kind of glue it together, with Craven, I think they've made three movies
and
didn't quite finish any of them, so therefore decided to...
Do them all.
Do them all.
Fuck it, we'll do them all.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the guy who made Craven, and I say, fuck it, we'll do it all.
Chuck everything, see what sticks.
Yeah, what if Craven was this, was...
As I said just before we got to the car, to you, Jack, it was there is definitely a really interesting film based around, like, Nikolai Kravinoff,
The
dad there, also and the relationship character with the sons and everything like that. Because there's this moment where at the very end of the big reveal that, you know, is like, you did the dad and I'm going to kill you with bear.
Yeah.
But like before that, he's just like, look, you know, you're my sons. I love you. This
love
kind of stuff. I want my family together. And my son, you're my son and you're very strong. And, you wouldn't kill Rhino. So I send Rhino to you.
Yes.
And then he's like, what accent was Aaron Taylor Thompson doing that at that point? Either a, I'm not this kind of gruff. But then he kind of went real American.
Yeah.
So either way, it's like,
Craven,
but you would have killed, you know, you put Dimitri in trouble. Yeah. But then he's like, no, my precious son, you would have saved our precious Dimitri. Yeah. You would not have harmed. Which is kind of nice in a weird way, even though we do see
he's
that,
a complicated
like,
man who loves his son.
In previous things, like he's kind of, you know, he's abusive to his kids.
Yes.
There's this weird thing where he's like, yeah, but I'm not going to, you know, you would never let anything that
he just,
harmful come
to him.
I
think he just doesn't know how to love him.
And then it's just kind of like when you
do.
Look at it, it's like, yeah, but Craven, you put your brother in a situation where he was in a car that rolled several times because Buffalo hit it, and you made him witness a dog being killed and pasted.
Yeah, yeah. So something we have realized is that so the rhino has a dog, which never
vanishes
really,
towards the end of the film.
They don't do anything with it, and it vanishes. Yeah, Raja, it vanishes.
Roger is its name.
What?
No, it's not Roger.
It's Roger.
It's not because he calls him like Raja Shamina or something.
No, it's Roger.
It's Raja.
It says it. We can double check in screening number four, which is coming up rapidly.
Raja Maha. He's got a different name for it. But anyway.
He calls him Roger.
He gives the dog a longer name earlier on.
No, and Roger's not a traditional.
He's not Russian, isn't he? South African?
Who knows?
Anyway, he's got a dog, and the dog disappears. We see the dog in a car, and then the next time we see that car, it is rolling. So does our car believe that the dog is smushed?
Well, my theory there, because the dog comes out when they go hunting Craven, and then like a big cat comes out, and then that's the last we see of the dog. And we assume, because the car does have the cage for the dog.
Yeah.
So it's either in the back of that car that got rolled in his face, or it got ate by a cat. So those are your two options for dogs.
Those are the dog choices.
A couple of other quick things that we keep forgetting to mention. One, there is a scene like within the giant flashback, which when the flashback ends, there is 81 minutes of the film left, just for anyone who hasn't seen Craven. There is a scene within the flashback where he's playing in the woods and it just feels like Edward in Twilight.
Yeah, he runs after a deer.
Like, there's the same
Edward style.
There's a gunshot which kind of sounds like the Cullens
Thunder,
are playing, I guess, baseball.
Yeah.
There's that. The Foreigner looks heaps like the 1975 lead singer Matty Healy to the point where that's my fan cast now. I think he would have done a great job.
Okay, nice.
Nice. And also that Craven the Hunter, as it currently stands, kind of feels like a sequel to itself.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that seems like it is the result of a film that we don't get to see.
Yeah.
Per exemple, freaking Craven is like, he becomes a little kid.
Yep. Yeah.
and he runs away from home. And when he runs away from home, he sets up like a little base, but just like he's just a kid running away from home. And then he fights some poachers that have just encroached onto the land that he's set up as his. And then 15 years later or whatever, he's killing criminals in a prison.
Yeah, there's a big leap.
We actually don't find out why he decided that he was going to start murdering mob bosses or whatever. That's just not established.
And for anyone playing it along at home, it turns out screening 3 was the one we locked into the most.
Yeah.
It was a rough start.
I don't know if I locked into screening 3.
I locked in so hard.
I was looking up watches.
Jackson was Google image searching Casio watches. Joel's I was reading a comic at one point.
Yeah.
My phone was about to die, so I was like, I got no choice here except to lock
you
in.
You have to lock in and enjoy Kraven.
I was reading a bit about like other versions of Kraven. Like, there's the ultimate line where Kraven was like he was Australian and he was like a reality TV guy.
Kraven.
Yeah.
And like that's where he was brought into New York to like hunt down the.
Yeah.
Gotta get me this fucking Spider Man.
Yeah, Spidey. And the whole point, you know, is like meant to be like a Crocodile Dundee slash Steve Irwin type.
Yeah.
Which was like, that's one take on it, I guess. But,
And also worth noting, listeners and viewers at home, every single time we record one of these and it goes past the start time of the next session, which it just has, we have to go to the candy bar and purchase a ticket in person.
They surely at this point are becoming suspicious. What's wrong with these motherfuckers?
I think they're so disengaged with their
the
job,
world.
And they just don't care. And I think we haven't really gotten the same person.
Yeah, we got the same person twice, but
the first time we did.
No, so the second session we got served by someone we'd interacted with the first time, but they didn't sell us the ticket the first time.
I didn't know.
So they would have just been like, oh, they're seeing two movies, which is normal behavior.
Yes. I was thinking about that before in that like, you know, when I was a teen or whatever, you're going to like, you know, you almost like, you know, you and a couple mates or whatever, you have like a day at the cinema, whereas like, you know, you kind of keep hopping whichever one. You see like what, 4, maybe even 5. Like,
You can do it. It can be done.
So tired. Oh, God.
Crucially, Sam, the difference.
Yeah, I understand that we've only seen the same one.
We've seen the same movie 3 times.
And soon to be 4.
I got to say as well, third screening, just for people playing along at home, we were mostly at the very front of the cinema on the floor.
Made it a better experience.
Yes,
in my
it really
opinion.
Did.
Also, like, I think we're paying a bit more attention because I was like, wait.
Because Kraven was big now. Because we were at the
couldn't
front
avoid
row.
It.
And so like, in terms of what the dad's job is, it's just like, drug trade, just generic drug trade.
The only line that directly addresses it is Kraven says, what, a drug dealer in response to him taking
like,
it.
You know, and like, you want the respect of a criminal?
Yeah.
Dad? The criminal?
We realize that at the end when the bear attacks his dad, the only way that could make sense is if Kraven pre-planned with the bear.
Which means confirmed can talk to animals.
Kraven can talk to animals because he had to say to the bear,
you gotta wait.
Hey,
I'm gonna have a conversation.
I'm gonna drop, the signal will be, I drop the ammunition for my dad's gun, and when that happens, you kill my dad.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm
going to
walk
said,
away.
I don't ascribe to your human morality, so I'll
happily must have been like, hey,
murder's not illegal for a bear.
Dude,
for a bear,
dude,
it's encouraged.
Bear, I want you to kill my dad.
But he got gun.
Don't worry, bear.
I take care of gun.
I take care of
gun,
the bullet.
Bear.
What is a bullet? So a bullet is the thing that the
gun shoots.
You know
the thing that makes you die? Oh. Getting old? No. Wow, heaps of stuff makes a bear die.
It's sad that a bear
a bad salmon?
No.
Choking on a salmon bone? No, it's actually got nothing to do with
another
salmon.
Bear?
No, or other bears, dude.
This bear is too aware of its own mortality.
Random heart attack? I'm going to pick a different bear. Yeah, one that's less concerned, well, less existentially afraid.
I thought that at this point, I don't know what is going on in my brain, but I keep trying to figure out the movie.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to figure out.
Funny.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
It's watching it multiple times in a row.
Yeah.
It does make you realize, like, where, like, the different ADR, like, definitely
where they've
done that. And you kind of hone in exactly. Because, like, ADR happens in every kind of film.
Yeah, of course. You've got ADR in it.
But there's some stuff here which is, like, so blatant and clearly
extremely
it had to have so many different lines.
Like, stuff where you're watching, the shot is directly of Kraven.
And
not saying anything.
Yeah.
His mouth isn't moving.
Sealed, and then he'll be, saying
and
a line
some
or something.
And some of the lines, like that one in particular, where I guess it's like the bombs drop on the forest.
Yeah.
Or fire's happening. And the voiceover is just Kraven being, or like meant to be maybe him saying it, which is him being like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Which you didn't need.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You didn't need. I was wondering like, oh, is it to cover up a fuck? But again, his lips are sealed.
I thought you were about to say, was it the cover up a fart?
Oh, no.
Listening back. Great, great, great.
Great shot, Craig.
Oh, fuck.
Aaron, what are you doing?
We got a fart on this one.
Got a fart on the set.
We're going to have to get through ADR over the fart.
So, like, to me, it's like, you didn't need that because I don't understand why that was there because we've been fine without it.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it was covering up, like, yes, a fuck, then it's like, the thing is, it's already an R rating, so, like, yeah, they can say fuck. It's fine.
His lips don't move.
But his lips don't move, so I wasn't doing that. Which made me either think, one,
more likely.
Because it also doesn't come from like the direction of his mouth or whatever. It kind of is like encompassing the whole scene.
You think it's from an earlier cut of the film where there's narration.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a cut of this film where there was like, it's the Craven Thoughts cut.
Or
like a narration kind of thing.
Blade Runner.
Yeah, Blade Runner. Yeah.
Where there's like more of like, you get into
the
mind.
They call me the
Craven.
Hunter.
You know, it's kind of like it goes through his process. Because I can imagine being like, hunting is boring, it's patience.
Yeah.
You got to have him telling you us what he's doing on the screen. These bear traps, those idiots, I'm going to use them on their face. Oh, we didn't have talked about that one mercenary he fucking hates.
Oh, yeah, we got to bring up.
There is one action set piece in the movie that lasts for about 2 minutes that's good.
Yeah.
And it's just Craven absolutely tearing through like six guys. He throws a bear trap at one's head.
Mm.
He slams one into a tree with another log that's covered in he was covered in spikes.
Yeah, it's a lot of like their deaths in the movie, but in real life they would be like agonizing visits to the hospital.
One guy.
There's one guy.
He steps on, it looks like bear traps or whatever, but basically he steps in something and he traps his feet. Can't move.
Yeah.
And then he looks ahead and he's being, those are now attached to a big rope, which is now being dragged very fast towards, I guess,
like a saw blade
directly into his family jewels.
And he just collides.
He explodes.
He just explodes.
Like the other deaths, I'm like, oh, they could, because it's star rating. I'm like, it could be nice if it had a bit more gore. Yeah. Or
this
more,
guy,
like,
this
violence.
Motherfucker just full on explodes.
Yeah, I guess they were just like, they tamed everything else down just to get this one big death.
Yeah.
And it's just a random mercenary.
He's just a random guy.
And it's so funny, like, Craven's like, all right, I'll make like some ones that crush guys with logs, regular bear traps, and this one will split a man in half.
I'm gonna ruin this man's day.
Yeah.
The other ones you could find something for a funeral. Yeah. Not this motherfucker.
One testicle on either side, up the gooch.
We've also figured out that maybe one of Reiner's henchmen is like part of the tracksuit mafia.
Maybe.
Well, they're wearing a tracksuit that has a T on it, and they wear a tracksuit the whole film.
Yeah.
And they get killed by flung out of a car and landing on a wildebeest / bison's horn.
Because like he's like the main mook, so you're like, he's gonna die in an interesting way. The first time we watched it, like I was like, did he not die?
No.
Then the second time we go,
it's very blatant. Well, that's why it's important to see Craven not once, not twice, not three times, but four times.
Legitimately, has taken us three times
to get it
for some parts of the movie.
We get it now.
Yeah, we get Craven.
We understand Craven.
Me and Craven, we're locking like two puzzle pieces.
We're in the Craven mindset.
Yeah. Slowly,
the Craven grind set.
What's gonna happen by the end of the fourth one is we'll be in the movie, looking out at the empty cinema.
Where are all the ticket sales? We'll be saying,
did we make buck budget?
Now that we're in the movie, do we get paid by people seeing the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing a pro bono.
Yeah. Any more thoughts about worst performance?
Calypso's grandma.
Calypso's grandma is atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
I've eased into Calypso a little bit. Mm-hmm. She's just in a different movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I you reckon maybe like her performances perhaps were just put in after.
Was she
acting in front of another actor?
Yeah.
Oh, good question.
I think that there's a different cut of the film that has a lot more of a.
Yeah.
The movie that they sort of made a sequel to with this movie.
Yeah. I reckon for this fourth viewing, I want to really hone in and try and figure out just who is on the same set.
I reckon not as many as we think. One moment that I think definitely is, and that also had a bunch cut out of it, is just as Craven is about to leave the family home in the million-year flashback. When he's talking to Sergey.
God, I just keep remembering. I mean, we have to see that fucking flashback again.
Whatever his brother's name is, Idaho, whatever. What he's going to say.
Dimitri,
where he's saying goodbye. They are not in the same room.
Yeah.
And a bunch is like, the conversation doesn't make sense. Yeah. He's like, remember that place I used to go camping with my mother?
Yeah.
And then Dimitri says, how does that make it okay? Which is not a response.
No, it doesn't make sense.
And then he says, picture me there.
Yeah.
Which is also not a normal... Like, that edited to fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, after three viewings, is the movie good? No.
No. No.
They fucked this one
they
up.
They fucked it, dude. They fucked it real hard. It's not even fun to watch.
No. It feels like that we, after this screening, may be the number one Craven
expert. Yeah, the foremost world experts on the movie Craven.
And I think that, like, by listening to this podcast, you're getting the Craven experience, because every quarter of this episode is not going to be coherent with the next.
No.
We don't remember what we talk about in the car.
No, he's going to remember in between each, we watched a movie.
3 hours of descent from us. Of de-evolution.
Yeah. I think that the final quarter of this episode may be me reviewing the ramen we had for dinner and the shit I'm going to have to take during the film.
I've come up with a little bit of a fan theory
in
regards to Craven's powers. Because they've been puzzling me ever since viewing one, really.
Yeah.
Two, I think I kind of figured out that he can talk to animals. I think, in my theory, he is now that he can only get the... Like, he can only use powers of animals that he's actually, like, met.
Oh.
So, like, I think before he met Bird, he couldn't see into distance. And then since he first met Bird, he can see into distance. So that's why I'm thinking why he's like, oh yeah, I understand animal now because I got power of animal. Because
he got power of lion.
I see.
And then Bird.
Yeah.
Dude, this is giving me a whole new way to watch the movie.
But then does he, what other
deer? Wildebeest?
Because he jumps where the deer jumps.
Oh!
So it makes sense. He's basically doing animal style where they have to touch the animal to become the animal.
He falls off a building before he sees deer.
Yeah.
He falls three stories and lands okay. That's not lying.
That could be...
Well, that's a cat.
Yeah.
That's cat.
Or spider.
Yeah, maybe he met Spider-Man.
Rat.
He could have met a monkey.
You can drop a rat from any height. You can drop a rat out of a plane.
How does he land and what kind of like animal does he land like?
Yeah, okay. He does almost like a Spider-Man landing.
Yeah.
Spider-Man?
Maybe he met Spider-Man? I don't know.
Spider-Man, he does hunt Spider-Man later, so clearly.
Yeah. But yeah, like, and like
Spider-Man
we,
animal.
There's 16 years we don't see him meeting other animals.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm just saying, there's like,
No, because this happens falling off the building is when
he's fleeing his home.
Yeah.
But he could have seen a cat.
Could have seen a cat.
There probably was a cat in that mansion.
Also, there's a lion. Also, Bird.
Lion is big cat, dude.
And Bird.
Yeah, but also, when he's transforming into Craven, Calypso's grandmother says a bunch of awesome stuff like, "And the power of the sky!" So he's getting stuff then too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we better go so we can get to the fucking bottom of this.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying this dog shit podcast. And we'll see you again in a moment.
See you in just a tick.
Un momento.
Bye-bye.
Four Cravens in one day.
Check.
And we're
back. Oh my God, we're going.
And we're back for the final part four. Of our wonderful Four Cravens in one day.
So it turns out, dear listeners, that three was the peak and four feels like you're about to fucking die.
Especially I think for you, JP, whose phone is on 3%, so you couldn't even give it a phone watch.
I couldn't phone watch it. I had to lock in, and in the first 45 minutes, I realized very quickly, this movie is like, I've known it was bad all day.
Yes.
It's truly horseshit.
It's possibly
made
one of the
by apes.
It's really funny that by the third one, I think we're all of the opinion that you're like, you know what? There's like a good movie buried at the heart of this.
Nope.
Not a good movie.
There's a semblance of something.
Yeah.
Somebody was
trying to make some kind of movie, but then by the fourth movie, I wish nothing but the worst for everybody involved in the production of this movie. I hope they all get shot in the head.
Because I think the third one, because you watch it, you're like, I think I can kind of see what's going on, and like, I can see where that movie, like, what they're trying to do over
here. None of it makes any fucking sense. Yeah. You've seen it this many times, it becomes deeply apparent that the scenes are out of order.
Yeah.
Nothing that happens in between scenes makes any sense.
About 80% of the dialogue, legitimately, that's not an underestimate. I mean, overestimate. There might be an underestimate. Is ADR?
Yeah.
Like 80% of the dialogue, nobody's mouths are ever moving.
There's a lot of the ADR replacement is insane.
Yeah.
There's again, like, it becomes very apparent. It's just like, it's not an enjoyable watch because you're like, oh wow, it's probably worse than I thought initially because everything is out of order. You start to be like, hang on a sec, what is the motivation of there? Wait, why does that? Why are they doing that?
Why is this person doing this?
Really annoying when there's this, the computer, AI face recognition to be like, ah, yes, that's Craven. But at that point, he's made a whole point of like no one knows that he calls himself Kraven, which kind of got my, like, you know, hair up my ass about to be like, why is that happening? Mm. And then it's just it's kind
the
of
the facial
like,
recognition software as well. You see twice. And the first time it says 97%, and then the second time it says 99%.
Well, I got more confident. That's my opinion there.
If I see this movie again, I'm going to kill myself.
I think if I see this movie again, I'm going to go and find a rabid dog and let it maul my face so that I get to spend months and months in hospital.
Away where Kraven from Kraven. Can't get you.
Yeah. Oh, but then you know I'll be sitting in that gurney and they'll be like, we've got some movie selections, Jackson, for you to watch what your bed bound.
Yeah. No, the remote's broken. It's just Kraven.
All we can find is Kraven. No!
Where's that dog?
So we watched it again. So the fourth time, I was paying attention, a bit more close attention to this dog. So we see the dog. He's in that at the scene. He takes the dog out. His name's Raja or Rajika, not Roger.
Yeah. Roger.
Fucking Roger.
Rajida, the dog.
So he's holding the dog, and then the big cat attacks, and then he lets go of the lead, and that's the last we see of dog.
Goodbye,
so,
dog.
And also, he's not. The Rhino doesn't seem to care that much at all. So he's like, he's pretty happy of the day because
fuck the dog, every aspect of
so
this
he's like, whatever.
Fuck me for doing
my
this.
My dog doesn't. I don't care about my dog. I like that Kraven is dead. Maybe. Yeah. And so he doesn't think about it. So that dog got ate by a cougar.
If you could go back in time to yourself, would you warn yourself?
No, because I got exactly what I knew was going to happen.
This is truly...
Is it Tom something, whatever the guy's name, the producer of this film, who was like, you are going to want to see Kraven multiple times. Give us that much confidence in this film.
Yeah.
This is why we're releasing it during Christmas.
You're going to want to see,
multiple times.
Screenings.
Because there's so much depth involved in this. There isn't. Garbage.
It's truly not.
It sucks.
You know?
It's one of the... it's up there with none of the Sony Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
Sony, not Spider-Man.
I don't know if this is the worst of the Sony Spider-Man films, but the way we chose to consider
it is definitely. I think Morbius is worse.
Yeah. I tried to watch Morbius at one point.
Yeah, you were trying to watch Morbius during the third screen.
Yeah, but I couldn't.
To take this moment to applaud Joel Zammer for still being able to talk about Kraven. I want to go to Sony and cry. I want to not be at the movie. I just hope we've been here for 11 and a half hours.
I know. I just really, really, I just one day, I don't know how long this will take, because it'll take maybe a decade.
Yeah.
But I really want, I would love to see like an autopsy of like this franchise.
I
want to
see an autopsy of Aaron Taylor Johnson because I've killed him.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for this?
Why would they make this movie? I want to know what the fuck happened.
Why would they make this movie? Why would they make us watch it this many times?
They gotta stop making these movies. At least they have stopped making these movies.
Yes. They had so much confidence. Tom, whatever his name is, something back. He was like, yep, you're gonna see it multiple times. And then it's like, yep, don't worry about it. We're still going ahead with the Spider-Man universe. What's that? It's 2 weeks before release of Kraven. We're canceling this whole
universe in the bin. Don't worry about it.
And it makes sense.
You will get no Kraven
sequels.
We
didn't want to include Spider-Man. That was on us. We fucked it. People said, hey, bad job. And you know what? Yeah. They were right.
We made a mistake.
Whoopsie daisy.
I'm pretty sure Sony's still...
North Korea, if you're watching or listening to this right now...
Baseless speculation, many call-outs to North Korea.
I remember when Sony made the internet North Korea. You should rewatch that.
Yeah, please.
Maybe leak some more email.
North Korea, we're begging you.
Please. Let's not do anything rash, but we should
release... You're our favorite of the Koreans. Okay?
That's a baseless speculation promise.
You're our favorite Korea. If you release more Sony emails?
I don't know. I think it's ready.
Yeah.
For the next leak of Sony emails. Please.
Baseless speculation gets invited to North Korea by Kim Jong-un. Like those basketballers did. And we have to watch him do like a dog shit podcast to be like, whoa, you're so funny.
Yeah, so funny.
And you could dunk awesome.
Now, great round of golf.
Yeah.
But now that Sony emails,
and
come
he's
on.
Like, I'm going to get you boys to make a million baseless speculations.
And we'll be like, Kim Jong-un.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna watch Craven a million times.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, please don't make me watch Craven a million times.
I've already done that, Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, please, I'll just make other bases. Can
we just say we did?
Can we
just say we did? How, like, you keep saying you did things? No, I mean, you did. You did dumb stuff.
Kim Jong-un, let me do a base of speculation on Space Jam 3.
Yeah. We'll be 60 years old with beautiful North Korean families.
That'll be so beautiful.
Our own families will wonder what became of us.
And the answer will be we started new better families.
Yeah.
In our new home of North Korea,
which we can never leave.
But we're happy to. We don't want to leave.
No!
We would love
that. No, that's definitely
what we're North Korea.
We have all the Sony emails to read.
It's based on speculation. It's fucking in North Korea's official podcast. All right. Well,
so I guess to wrap up,
best moment in the movie and worst moment in the movie.
See, the best moment in the movie is divided for me because either the old mate being like, "Come on, oh, you're running away, get in the boat."
I love runaways. Get in the boat.
That's good. That or I do really love just like look how they massacred my club.
That's
a very good delivery. But I think it is that book.
Yeah, that's very
my
good.
My favorite scene is when Craven, which is this scene is the scene that makes it very obvious that this whole movie is just like random scenes edited together. But the scene where Craven follows the poachers back to London, I think, and then he crossbows a guy to the wall.
Oh yeah,
that's fun. It feels like everyone's having fun. The acting's good.
Different.
It's different.
From any other
He's British in that scene.
Yeah. I love the different.
There's a British cut of this movie.
I love the British cut, the American cut, the gravel, like the gravelly Russian cut, and then the non-gravelly Russian cut.
Jackson,
my favorite scene obviously will always remain. It should have killed you.
And of course, I think we are all forgetting Tiny Craven.
Oh, you must love Tiny Craven.
Like, we do love Tiny Craven.
Well,
I love Tiny Craven.
In the last
Craven.
Screening... Okay, so I wasn't going to cover this, but... those are our best scenes. Best characters, because we had a surprise front runner in this last screening, which is dad and son poachers.
Yes, I love
that. Are ready to shoot a little boy
when
on the
young
top of a hat.
When young boy Craven finds his wildebeest friends that have been poached. He like gets up and he's really pissed off about it. And it's this old man and his adult son. You better go home.
And
the old man's just ready to kill this child. Yeah? I'll kill you, little boy.
You bought a fucking knife to a gunfight, little boy.
I do not fear you. Me and my son will kill you, dead. I love that old man and his son. And
old man and his son. Old man on the boat. That's like
not a good old man.
Yeah, I'm not taking you to Russia. Oh, you're running away. Let's go to fucking Russia,
yeah,
baby.
Brother.
And
Mofo. I think
Mofo's pretty good.
Good. He's solid.
Worst
moment.
Okay, so for me, and this is controversial, but if I have to see this scene one more time, it doesn't even need to be the whole movie, just this one scene, which does go for 30 minutes, and that is the extended flashback. Fucking
That's
God.
It's...
I know that it gives us some of the...
Gravenoff, your dad's here to see you.
Yeah.
I know that it gives us our favorite line of, they should have killed you!
They should have killed you!
But none of that is interesting
at
all.
It's not worth it, dude.
It sucks so bad.
I'd rather get a knife in the foot. Okay.
I hate that scene so much.
I get what you're saying.
Any other bad scenes you can think
of? To me, it's Calypso's grandma. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the flashback.
Within the flashback, that's I could take the rest of the flashback if I didn't have to deal with that. I think.
Sorry to keep going.
No, please.
Jackson, but I think it's another Calypso scene.
Mm.
But it's the one where her mentor is dead.
Yeah.
Like when it's like a funeral, like the that
Samantha, rest in peace.
Samantha that we don't they never see. It's that whole thing, like from that to the funeral, like that's just the whole film, which is already boring, just, goes to a screeching halt.
Me, I think it is. And it's around the same time. It's, Calypso and Craven having an extended exposition off on a bench.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that scene, dude.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I actually know all of this information. Mm. You're actually telling me nothing new, but we're going to be here for what feels like 15 minutes going over stuff we just saw and stuff we're about to see.
Well, I like Cargo Plane Pilot. She's all right. She's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. A character. So the actress, I got to the bottom of this because the scene is so baffling.
Yeah. It's 80 yard.
It's 80 yard.
It's clearly 80
yard. You see the side of her face and she turns around once for like a split second. Now, we had a theory that it was probably meant to be a character that they cut. I went digging, and it's not an easy find, but it was played by an... that cargo pilot is played by an actress called Elizabeth Appleby, who has pretty much no credits outside of, like, a couple of, like extra work in television, which makes me think that she wasn't meant to have any lines, and it was meant to be extra work where she shot from behind, but then they were like, oh, we should probably add some exposition here, but we've already filmed this scene.
So we gotta we'll give it to her.
Because, like, she appears twice. And we don't know how they're friends with Craven.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's another, again, Craven's got no weaknesses except his little big brother. Mm-hmm. But I reckon also the cargo pilot is overlooked.
Yeah, they have some kind of relationship.
They're clearly friends, maybe.
Also, I think another best guy, and this one is controversial because it didn't happen in the movie, but happened in the podcast. The man who sung us a song.
Yeah, he was really good. Yeah, nice. I like best guy outside the podcast is going to be the guy who shushed us in the fourth screening, because you got to understand, dear sweet, beautiful listener,
we were not being quiet.
We were sitting down the front on the floor yelling, basically. Not yelling, but talking at a traditional volume as though we were guys in a cafe being like, this fucking movie.
I was lying down.
I'm so sick of it.
Because we were like, it was a scene.
It was like three other people in the cinema.
Where it's Dimitri's birthday.
Yep.
And they're having a dinner. And it's kind of like, what are they eating? Because I was like trying to figure out what they were eating. Because Craven's eating something.
Yeah.
And Dimitri's eating a steak.
Although you don't actually see, the only thing you see Craven eat in the entire film is a cube of salmon.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he gets served two alcoholic drinks that he also does not drink on screen.
Yes. One of them he does. At the very end.
End he swigs some vodka. That's true. Yes,
at the very end.
With his dear papa.
Before he has that, after, I guess, he had that bear conversation.
Yeah.
So I was looking into, because I really wanted to see what that like what he was eating. And I think it's a salad. It's a salad.
We were 99% sure it was a salad, but we needed to confirm.
So Jackson stood up and walked to the cinema screen.
Which is about when we got shushed.
Yeah, they were. Some people were like, okay. But I feel like if we'd been able to go up to them and be like, I get
motherfucker,
it. You want to watch this terrible movie, but you have to understand we've been here since fucking midday.
You don't want to watch this film. You don't want to watch this film. You don't, trust us. But this is when my theory again, it's like, I reckon that there was a complete, like a vegetarian, vegan cut of this film. Where he's like, Craven is like, makes a very poignant effort not to eat like meat.
Yeah.
But I reckon because of that backlash, that maybe it was one of the only times Sony listened to some backlash.
They were like, okay, we'll just have him quietly eat salads
in the
background.
Let's film a scene where he captures and eats a fish. Fish don't count.
Yeah.
Fish don't count. They eat fish in Zootopia. They eat fish in Zootopia. It's fine to eat fish.
Yeah.
And he's still animal rights.
And in Zootopia, you can fuck any animal you want.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so true.
That's so true, dude. So you get, that's, if it's good for Zootopia, you can eat a fish. You
can
eat a fish. You can eat a fish. Fish are fine.
Yeah, so I guess when we're talking about people in the movies, the busiest session of the day, I believe from the brief count I did, was 8, excluding us.
Yeah.
We bought 12 tickets for Craven today, so us collectively, if we were able to attend a session with ourselves, I would have been the busiest session of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It's a bad film. Don't see it.
Never let it be said based on
speculation doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
This is one of those films that's flopping and good.
Yeah.
At time of recording, it's made $26 million.
And that's
$26 million
too much, in my opinion.
Well, now it's made $26 million and about $150. Well, I hope you enjoyed coming on this journey with us. It's a dog shit film.
Yeah.
My mental health will take days, maybe weeks or
months.
Yes,
absolutely.
Recover.
This will truly take its toll on us.
Will we learn a lesson of not to run our mouths in a podcast?
No more promises and based speculation?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Unless North Korea is listening, in which case we promise
we may still be making promises, but you, dear listener, will just not hear them.
Yeah, but you, dear leader, will.
We'll have a brand new, very large, the largest audience in the the world comprised entirely of North Koreans.
Yeah. We'll speak to Kim Jong-un and see if we can get a special link for the outside
Based
world.
Based on speculation, greatest podcast in the world, 4 billion listeners. Has had all kinds of celebrities on it. Multiple presidents. Funniest boys. Yeah. They win the Funniest Boys Award every year in North Korea.
Every 6 months we win Funniest Boys of the Year.
Obviously not Funniest Boy. That goes to Kim Jong-un himself.
Of course.
The fourth member of Baseless Speculation.
The host.
Yeah.
We're just a simple co-host.
Where is Andy Richter or whatever? It's fine.
I look at my North Korean wife and my North Korean son and I say, I did not expect my life to go like this, but I really wanted those Sony emails.
Yeah. This actually, my life went exactly the path I thought it was going to, and I'm happy.
Could be worse.
Yeah. I love you, Johnny North Korean wife and Johnny North Korean baby.
Dinner. I say with my approved haircut and pants. What's for dinner?
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel. Happy Craven Day. May Craving a blessing to you.
Four Cravens in one day.
Craven the Hunter.
No one's ever done it.
Mm.
Craven the Hunter is a dog shit movie.
Don't see it.
Don't see it.
Made by fuckheads.
Don't see it. It's bad.
What have they done to me?
Four Cravens in one day.